I can't believe you've been going to gym all this time without a jock strap.
I don't like it. It feels like I'm flossing my butt crack.
Based on what I'm paying your dentist, you know nothing about flossing.
Just think of it as a bra for your balls.
Oh, now I want one.
What size are you?
How should I know?
I think they have one of those measuring things. You know, like at the shoe store, length, width.
He's kidding, right?
Yes, he's joking.
Don't do that.
Here, teen.
Think you can fit your junk into that?
I'll make it fit. Let's just go.
No. Put it on over your pants. We'll take a look.
The heck you will.
Charlotte, you're embarrassing him.
Of course I am. That's why I came.
Oh, sorry.
Excuse me.
Charlie Harper?
Where? He owes me money.
Is Pasternak?
Jake! Wow, look at you. Look how much you've grown.
I reached puberty.
Oh, right, Miss Pasternak, fifth grade, Woodward Avenue Elementary School.
Oh, yeah, Miss Pasternak. Oh, yeah, Miss Pasternak.
So, are you still teaching?
No, I'm not. How are you, Charlie?
Good. Nice to see you. Long time. You look terrific. Guess who's wearing a jock?
Oh, nice. Well, it's great to see you all. Goodbye.
Bye, Miss Pasternak.
Dodged a bullet there.
I'll say.
She was kind of shook up after I broke it off with her.
Kind of shook up? She went bananas and bit the gym teacher.
Where?
In the gym.
You miserable son of a bitch. I gave you my heart. I gave you my soul. I gave you my body. And you just threw me aside like I was some piece of garbage.
Yeah, my bad. So what's new?
Oh, you want to catch up? Yeah, sure. Let's catch up. Let's see. Well, okay. After you dumped me, I had a nervous breakdown.
Well, sure looks like you bounced back.
And then after my breakdown, I got fired and blackballed from teaching.
Oh, bummer. So what are you up to now?
I'll tell you what I'm up to now. I lost my house, I'm living in a cheap motel, and my new career is giving lap dances to strangers while I'm swinging by my crotch on a pole 8 times a night.
Have you considered an athletic supporter?
Okay, well, thanks for the update. Nice seeing you. Move.
You ruined my life, Charlie Harper.
Righto, bye.
We didn't pay for the job shirt.
Just keep walking.
How can you live with yourself, you horrible, evil man?
He drinks.
What are you watching?
The Food Network. I'm learning how to prepare cinnamon apple cobbler.
Tired of being at the mercy of the dealers, huh?
What?
Nothing. Listen, I think I owe you an apology.
For what?
You know, this morning in the drugstore.
Oh, yeah, the jockstrap jokes. You should be sorry.
No, not the jockstrap jokes. Those were funny. I stand by those. I meant the run-in with your old teacher. You probably shouldn't have seen that.
I've seen worse. Remember the Pilates instructor who threw the lit road flare through your bedroom window?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
That's one word for it.
Oh, and remember the dental hygienist who shot your ass up full of Novocaine?
I do.
That was so funny. You kept falling off the toilet.
Yeah, good times.
What do you do that gets these women so pissed off at you?
It's hard to say exactly. I guess when a guy has an intimate relationship.
Oh, you remember the girl from the tanning salon who tried to shoot you with a bow and arrow?
Yeah, Jake. My point is, I was wrong in the way I treated those women, and you should learn a lesson from my mistakes.
You mean, like, keep a fire extinguisher by your bed?
Well, sure, that's one lesson.
And whenever a dental hygienist drops a quarter, never bend over to pick it up?
Right, that too.
And never go to a Halloween party with a girl dressed as Robin Hood?
The thing is, Jake, you wouldn't have to learn any of these lessons if you always treated women better in the first place.
I'm confused. If I don't have to learn them, why are you bothering me with them?
I don't know. Sorry to take up your valuable time.
What the heck was that all about?
Hey, guess what? Turns out my kid's jockstrap is too small. Good news, eh?
Yeah, terrific. Ellen, let me ask you something. Do you think I'm a horrible, evil person?
Yes. What? You are.
That's a lot.
Well, you know, not intentionally evil. I mean, you know, is a tornado evil when it picks up a mobile home and flings it into an orphanage? Is a shark evil when it eats some poor schmuck on a boogie board? Is a flesh-eating virus evil when it attacks?
I get it. The malevolent force of nature.
Pretty much. Is this about what happened with Jake's old teacher today?
She said that I ruined her life.
Well, she didn't choose to sleep with you. How much of a life could she have had in the first place?
Don't try to make me feel better. Because of me, the woman lost her teaching career, and now she's dancing in this skeevy club in Van Nuys and living in some fleabag motel.
How do you know what club she works at?
The clubs have websites, the websites have pictures. It's not rocket science. Her dancing name is Desiree Bush.
Certainly more colorful than Dolores Pasternak. And presidential, to boot.
I gotta tell you, I'm feeling a little guilty.
Does that surprise you?
No, what surprises me is the liquor isn't helping. It just beads up on the guilt and rolls right off it.
Oh, come on. This can't be the first woman who had a nervous breakdown, lost her job, and wound up taking her clothes off for horny strangers because of you.
Well, of course not. But it's never bothered me before.
Well, maybe you're finally developing a conscience. At long last, realizing that your actions have consequences for other people.
Don't talk down to me, Jiminy Cricket.
Sorry.
But you're right. I do need to take responsibility for the damage I've caused.
Where are you going?
Where else? Strip club.
Wait up, I'll drive. Lord, he's quite the gymnast.
I know. I've never understood why this isn't in the Olympics and synchronized diving is. Hey, honey, when's Miss Bush come out?
Whenever Ben Franklin comes out.
I mean Desiree Bush.
She's around here somewhere.
Thank you.
How come she's not taking her clothes off?
Because this is a bikini club.
What's a bikini club?
Hard liquor, no nipples.
Oh, man, I could have stayed home and seen no nipples.
Hey, there she is. Miss Pasternak.
What the hell are you doing here?
I just wanted to talk to you.
Yeah, well, I'm working, so unless you want a private dance, I got no time.
I don't need a dance.
Then you get lost.
No, wait. Ellen needs a dance.
Oh, no, I don't. I'm just here.
Buying.
Do you mind if I take my belt off?
So anyway, I just wanted to tell you that I'm really sorry for the way that I ended it, and if there's anything I can do to make it right, just let me know.
What can you do for me, Charlie?
Well, maybe I can help you get back on your feet.
Not yet.
Are you going to get me my house back? Are you going to do that?
Ooh, doggies. Well, no.
My parents have disowned me. Are you going to fix that relationship?
I'm not real good with parents.
Excuse me, I've got to readjust. I'm playing ring toss with my car keys.
What then? Are you going to get me my teacher's license back?
I wish I could.
Okay, I'm all set. We can continue.
Alan, this doesn't concern you.
At this point, it kind of does. Come on, hop on, pop. Thank you.
What if there was a way for you to go back to teaching that didn't require a license?
What are you talking about?
Private tutoring for a special needs child.
Oh, Charlie, don't drag him into this.
Well, why not? She's a good teacher, and if his grades go any lower, we'll have to start renting him out as a speed bump.
Tutoring? Yeah, I don't know.
I'll match what you're making here.
Is this okay with you, Alan?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Okay. It's a deal.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Now, come on, Teach. I'll buy you a drink and we'll toast your new career.
Great.
Okay. I'll catch up with you guys later.
Where's my belt?
Let me get this straight. She was his fifth grade teacher, and then she became a stripper because you dumped her, and now she's his tutor because you felt guilty.
Pretty much.
And you approved.
You caught me at a weak moment.
Well, who am I to judge? I almost traded one of my kids for a rotting lawnmower.
I'm sorry, but I'm still confused.
Oh, boy. Okay, let's look at it this way. How about if you make $40 a dance? If you want to find out how much you can earn per hour, you have to solve for XD times 40. X being the number of dances you can do in an hour.
What about tips?
That's a variable.
Oh, I get it. So the money you kick back to the house is
the constants. Good for you. That's a good start.
Yeah, it was. You make learning fun.
Where are you going?
Take a shower.
So how'd it go?
A little slow. He's not exactly the quicker picker-upper.
Well, that's why he needs you. He's kind of an idiot.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna say anything, but wow.
So we'll see you tomorrow, then?
Great. Hey, Charlie, thank you.
For what?
Well, you've given me back something I lost a long time ago.
I gave it back? How did I give it back?
My self-respect.
Oh, sure, that you can get back.
And you haven't even tried to hit on me.
No, and I don't intend to. I just want to see you get your life together again.
Boy, I've hated you for so many years. I'm starting to think maybe I was wrong.
No, you were right. This is new for me.
Well, I like this, Charlie. He's got a big heart.
Thank you. Desiree, wait. Instead of going back to that motel, why don't you stay here? No strings. Just until you can get a real apartment.
Where would I sleep?
You can have the guest room.
Well, where would Alan sleep?
If there was any justice, at the bottom of a ravine.
I can't believe you gave her my room.
I can't believe you're still calling it your room.
How long is this going to last?
Just until she gets back on her feet.
Oh, please, that's a load of crap. That's what I said to you 6 years ago.
You've been here 6 years?
I'll just go make up the couch. Story of my life. No boner goes unpunished.
Charlie.
Huh?
I was lying in bed alone and I had an epiphany.
Okay.
It suddenly became clear to me why you came back into my life.
Why?
The Lord sent you.
The Lord?
Yes. He sent you to save me from my sinful ways.
He did?
Yes.
I really don't think he'd send me. I'm more of a recruiter for the other side.
It's not for us to question his will. Come. Let's pray together.
Now?
Yes, now, while the Spirit is in us.
Can I pee first?
There'll be plenty of time to pee in heaven.
There's peeing in heaven? Weird. Us both being on our knees at the same time, huh? Just saying.
morning.
How'd everybody sleep?
Fine.
Fine.
Lousy.
So, listen, we might have a little problem with Miss Pasternak.
Oh, Charlie, you didn't.
No, I didn't. Why do you always believe the worst of me?
Because you're a horrible, evil person. I thought we established that.
I'll tell you what happened. Last night, I was upstairs, sleeping alone, minding my own business.
Good morning, sinners. Oh, what a glorious day to bask in the forgiveness of our Lord.
Uh-oh.
Jake, I have wonderful news. From now on, as part of each lesson, we're going to spend time casting demons out of you. It's the devil that's making him stupid.
Told you it wasn't my fault.
Miss Pasternak, while I'm thrilled that you're helping Jake with his schoolwork, I'm not sure an exorcism is really called for.
Do you want your son to go to hell, Alan?
Depends. Do they have a college prep program?
Eternal damnation is no laughing matter.
I know. I've been married twice.
Think you have to wear a jockstrap in hell?
Yes, but not your own.
Anyway, I just came down to tell you all it's time to get dressed for church.
Thanks for the invite, but Sunday is kind of our me day.
Sunday's not a me day. It's a he day, and he will strike down the blasphemers and the disbelievers with fury and blood-soaked vengeance. So, chop chop, washy washy.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. Boy, can I pick 'em.
Come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves.
What?
I promise I'll work really hard in school if he can just get rid of her.
Little religion isn't gonna kill you.
Oh, really? What's your definition of blood-soaked vengeance?
Bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I just don't want to miss it when you burst into flames.
Isn't this a beautiful little church, Charlie?
Oh, yeah, it's great. Listen, I thought maybe after the service, you and I could drive around and look for a nice apartment for you.
Oh, God doesn't want us to separate, Charlie. He brought you back into my life so that we could be together for all eternity.
Are those his words or yours?
He speaks through me.
Okay. To whom am I talking now?
Oh, it's time for the special blessing. Come on, everyone, let's go.
Right behind you. Come on. Blessing time, come on.
Is this the kind of church where they hand out those little crackers?
Shh.
I'm hungry.
Relax, it's just us.
Oh. Why's your hair all wet?
They tried to drown me.
No, they didn't. He managed to get himself baptized.
How'd that happen?
People were lining up. I thought there was food.
Even after they took your clothes and gave you a white robe?
I figured maybe we were getting ribs.
So where's Berta?
She took a shine to the organ player and stayed for the senior potluck brunch.
It was food. No, wasn't it crazy?
Aren't you at all concerned about what happened to Miss Pasternak?
Of course I'm concerned. I tried to hide, didn't I?
After she realized that you had dumped her yet again, she had a little bit of a meltdown.
There was more to melt? She was dripping through the cone when she left the house.
She grabbed all the bills out of the collection plate and started grinding on the minister.
Okay, no harm, no foul.
How do you figure?
That's how we found her, right? dry humping for dollars.
What happened to all your guilt about ruining her life?
Oh, I've still got it. I'm just learning to live with it.
You're unbelievable.
Oh, come on. I tried to do the right thing. My intentions were good.
That's the funny thing about you. It doesn't seem to matter what your intentions are. Good, bad, or indifferent, everyone around you ends up suffering.
So it's not my fault, right?
Right.
Come on, I'll buy you a drink.
I'm really not in the mood.
Oh, relax. It's all over. Nothing to worry about.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 men.